Very recently, I met with one of the country's most eminent oncologists who specializes in throat cancer and cancer of the thyroid. And it took him about 10 minutes only to convince me that there is a very real threat from these cancers in middle-aged men. And those cancers are contracted, usually in teenage or mid-20s, as a result of sexual contact. And they lie dormant for 20 or 30 years and then reappear viciously in somebody's 50s or 60s. There are about 2,000 cases a year that are serious. They cost about £21 million to treat. And there is a way of prevention, and that way of prevention is vaccination of young men so that they don't carry or contract the HPV virus. It is, of course, true to say that the people who are being treated by my friendly oncologist today contracted their diseases long before girls were treated. The theory is that the lovely phrase herd immunity applies, because if you vaccinate all the girls, then you'll vaccinate the condition out of existence so the boys won't catch it. That's incredibly simplistic, because for a start, only 70% of girls are vaccinated. That's an average. In some areas it's as low as 50%, in other areas it's higher. So we know that there are a lot of young women around who are carrying the HPV virus and capable of transmitting it. And of course, people travel. And these days, young people travel a lot, and not entirely surprisingly, they get engaged in sexual relationships and they contract the virus. And far from diminishing, it looks as though the incidence of cancer of the throat, cancer of the anus, cancer of the penis is growing. And we have to do something about it, and the something is available. And it seems to me that it is quite wrong, and actually short-term and not cost-effective, to take a blinkered view and do nothing. I think it comes down to a short-term desire not to face the reality. If I don't have to pay for something today, and somebody else has to pay for it a long time in the future, I'm likely to want to leave it to them to pay rather than have to pay today. That's very short-term indeed. It doesn't take into account not only the treatment, but of course the social costs, the misery, the job loss, and all the other things that go with cancers. And it also flies in the face of the government's own cancer policy, which is to seek prevention. There are campaigns to prevent lung cancer through smoking, for example, incredibly worthwhile. Campaigns now to prevent melanoma by persuading people to use sun cream. People use sun cream now in a way that probably 5 or 10 years ago didn't bother. Now, if we can do that, and if here is a classic case of an identified need, we should be meeting that need and not running away from it. The difficulty is, of course, that it is a slow burn. So we're spending today to save tomorrow. And people generally want to save today rather than tomorrow. That's the way that the health service has historically been run. But I'm encouraged by the fact that the Prime Minister has indicated she wants a 10-year funding plan for the NHS. Now, that is beginning to look ahead. And some of the conditions that arise from HPV arise within 4 or 5 years, so well within that 10-year framework. That makes it, I think, possibly much more attractive for government. And I'm hoping that the minister will tell me that he wants the committee to take a long-term, not a short-term view.